there. Welcome to Simple Acts, Big Impact, celebrating teen changemakers. I'm your host, Natalie Silverstein. I'm an author, philanthropist, and passionate advocate for family and youth service. On this short weekly pod, I have the honor of meeting tweens, teens, and young adults who are volunteers, advocates, nonprofit founders, activists, and fundraisers. My goal is to celebrate and amplify these big-hearted people and the work they're doing, and to inspire you all, no matter your age, to find your purpose and passion through meaningful service to others. I firmly believe, and these conversations will convince you, that every person can make a difference, one simple act at a time. We talk about upcycling and clothing donation drives a lot, but we don't always consider what the recipients of our donations might actually want and need. My guest today realized that typical donation drives serve the convenience of the donor instead of the recipient, and decided to do something about that. JoJo from Los Angeles, along with her sister Brooke, created She Styles, an organization that elevates the clothing donation process to boost the self-confidence of the young women who need it the most. Welcome back, everyone. I am super excited to introduce you to my new friend, JoJo. She is going to tell us about this wonderful organization she started, I think along with her sister, called She Styles. Hey, JoJo, how are you?
Hi, I'm JoJo, and I'm one of the co-founders of She Styles. I'm 17 years old. I'm from Los Angeles, California, and I go to Brentwood School. We started She Styles. The concept came about during COVID back in 2021. And then we had our first pop-up shop since 2022. And every year since then, we've just been growing significantly. And we are so inspired to see how large the organization has grown and how far we've come.
So tell me everything. What is She Styles exactly? And what does it do? And again, you said during COVID. So I wonder if it was during one of these manic sort of cleaning out closets, because I know I did a lot of that.
Definitely.
During the pandemic. So tell us more.
So the idea for She Styles started, yes, during a manic closet clean out. And my sister and I were cleaning out our closets. I was 12 at the time. She was 14. We realized that the clothes we had were most girls who were going to receive them in this trash bag at some shelter probably wouldn't like these clothes. We had very questionable fashion choices. These were clothes from our childhood, and we didn't think that girls would like them or that they would fit in them. And we were worried about that. We started thinking about how the clothing donation process is rooted in the convenience of the donor rather than the recipient. So like everyone will just put their clothes in a trash bag and then go drop them somewhere and you never really think about them again. But that's not what we wanted to happen. We wanted to create something that had the experience of the recipient in mind, and it was more of an elevated process. So that's where we came up with the idea for pop-up shops, which is what we do. We create these boutique style pop-up shops around Los Angeles. We partner with other organizations that serve girls facing hardship. Our target demographic is girls, is like teenage girls, but we've moved a little bit outside of that. So we'll host these pop-up shops a few a year. They take a lot of time and energy, and they've grown a lot since we first started. But at these pop-up shops, we set up. We have tons and tons of clothes on racks. Every rack is full. It's organized to size, to what kind of clothing item it is. Every single item of clothing has a tag that we put on, like a little She Styles tag. Every rack is organized nicely. We have tons of volunteers. We call them She Stylists. We all wear these She Styles shirts. And then we have a checkout process. So we have tissue paper and bags and little accessories, like maybe some makeup or scrunchies or something. So we really fold it up and make it feel like a real shopping experience. But of course, everything is free. And that's what we've been doing for some time now. And it's been really great.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. You know, again, it sort of speaks to the dignity, really, the dignity of the person receiving it. I loved what you said, you know, that typically when people donate items of clothing from their closet cleanouts, it's more about their convenience rather than what the donor might like or what they might be able to wear or what's clean. You know, I always say that quality control is so important. You know, you should never donate something that you would not wear yourself.
right? So it can't be something torn or dirty or really faded or worn out or whatever. Those things should be made into rags, and perhaps there are other ways to upcycle. And that was one of the questions I had. Well, two questions. One is your partners. So how do folks hear about the pop-up shops? How do these young women come to you? Is it through different homeless shelters or whether, you know, what are the organizations that you're partnering with? So you can sort of make sure that the people that are coming are actually the people who need these resources. And then also, what do you do about quality control? So if you receive a donation and it's items that you can't use or you don't want to use because they're not quality enough, do you have a way to recycle those or to get rid of them in a way that's, you know, takes care of the environment?
Yeah, for sure. So to answer your first question, our first event we ever did was with the Saban Clinic in Los Angeles, which is a big affordable healthcare center. There's multiple around Los Angeles, and they work with tons of families that don't have the resources for another form of healthcare. So we thought, and they thought that some of the teenage girls from the families they work with would be great for our pop-up shop. So our first event in June of 2022 was in one of their locations, parking lots. We set up a little tent. We made it very nice. And then from there, most of our partners came through Instagram or other forms of social media. So we worked with the United Friends of the Children they work with foster kids and did our event at one of their community centers. We've done a few events with Saban and United Friends of the Children since then too. We've worked with some smaller organizations. So Team Optimum Speed is a girls track team here in Los Angeles for mostly younger girls, but we did a big like sports clothing event for them, which was really fun. That was one of our earlier events. We started working with Project Soar. We've done three events with them now, three really great events. Project Soar is sort of like a college counseling organization in Los Angeles, but they are specific to the housing projects of LA. So we've gone to the housing projects, to a community center or something, and done pop-ups with them. And like I said before, these partners came through social media, whether us reaching out to them or them reaching out to us. And then I have a club at school, a She Styles club. So besides the members being volunteers, they also can contribute some ideas. So one of my friends in the club had an idea to work with KIPP Schools, which is a charter school around Los Angeles that serve many girls facing hardship, even like homeless girls or unhoused girls. So we've done two events with KIPP Schools now. They're a middle school, so it's a little bit younger than we're used to, but we thought that would be great to like expand. And we have a lot of smaller clothes, and the young girls are really fun to work with too. So those events we've done with KIPP were like 70 plus girls both times. We did it at their school, and those were great. And then we've done some smaller things where we haven't actually had pop-up shops. So we worked with Girls Gotta Run, which is a track club out of Ethiopia. And we sent them, we had a leggings drive because they wanted leggings to run in for the winter. And we just sent them lots of leggings and some shirts, which was great. And yeah, then to answer your second question about clothes that don't fit our criteria, that's actually something we've been thinking about for a long time. Currently, the clothes that we have that don't fit our criteria, we just kind of have them in a pile slash bin in the corner of our garage. But we are very focused on environmental sustainability. So we're launching a new chapter called She Styles Goes Green. And that's kind of our next focus. We have the pop-up shop thing down. We have a good routine, lots of volunteers. So with She Styles Goes Green, we're emphasizing the environmental aspect. And we're going to start asking for all clothes. Before, we just asked for good condition clothes. Obviously, there were a few stragglers here and there. But we're going to start asking for all clothes. Donate all your clothes to us. We will sort through them. The clothes that don't meet our criteria, we're going to send to another place, a nonprofit that breaks down clothes, turns them into recycled fabric, upholstery, like stuffing, I guess, and other things that can save the fabric from going to landfills. So that's something we're looking forward to in 2025. And
That's amazing. Well, I mean, you really thought this through, which is wonderful. I'm curious about the storage. As a parent, I always, whenever I speak to someone who's doing like big donation drives, books or clothing or items to give away to folks who are living marginally or whatever, where are you storing all of this stuff?
Well, we are looking for a storage space. So if anyone knows a place, that would be very helpful. But it's currently our garage. We've had to organize it and pack everything in very tightly. It's a big game of Tetris in there with all the racks and the boxes. But it is just in our garage, so it's a lot. But we are happy that it keeps growing. So the next one of our next goals is storage.
Right. I was going to say, I'm sure your parents are like, oh boy, I would really love to find a storage facility. No, it's all so wonderful. And, you know, you don't want to discourage your children who come up with this really wonderful thing and they're passionate about it. But sometimes the logistics can really get in the way, right? Like, so are you doing fundraising? Are you asking for grants? Are you applying for grants in terms of, you know, the storage, the transportation, the tags, you know, all of the things that come into this, right? It costs money to do this type of work and to do it at a high level. It's not like you're doing just like one-off things. So tell me about your fundraising efforts. And then also tell me, how do you sort of solicit donations? Do you have, I'm sure, obviously in your school and your club, but do you get donations from the broader community?
Yeah, definitely. So our donations and fundraising started very basic. We weren't a huge organization at first. So we really just started with donations from our closet and then our close friends' closets for our first event, which was pretty small. And then we've done our early stages of collecting money was just through, there's this organization called Got Sneakers, and you can send them another environmental piece. You could send them old shoes, like they don't have to be in good condition or anything. So we had a shoe drive at school for old shoes, and because people, I feel like, never really know what to do with old shoes. And you send them there and then they send you money back. So that was what we first did, a shoe drive at school. We haven't done too many like actual just money fundraising efforts. We've done some drives, obviously, for clothes, but that was one early thing we did. And then since then, yes, we've gotten a few grants, some really big grants that have been super helpful, specifically in this last year. And that's what we've been able to grow so much. And then the donations have really just come pouring in since then. Obviously, with the club at school, we've gained traction in our community. And then some other appearances have gotten us more followers on Instagram. We have like 5 DMs a day from random people asking how they can donate clothes. It's a lot, but it's really great. And
also you're based in Los Angeles. So like if I had a closet full of clothing and I wanted to donate to you, I'd have to ship them to you. Right. So it doesn't make a lot of sense.
Some of those too.
Right.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, there are obviously other organizations like yours, similar to yours in other parts of the country, but so that is a limitation, right? You're not going to start paying for shipping and things like that. Certainly. Yeah.
But people have driven far, like people are really want to help, and it's great to see people we don't even know coming to donate clothes and support us.
Absolutely. You know, again, back to this issue of dignity and making it like a shopping experience and making everyone feel really good about it, as opposed to being handed a garbage bag full of clothing, right? I mean, that's true for a food pantry. We have grocery store style food pantries here in New York City, which again, just, you know, allows a person to walk in and decide what they want versus what someone has decided to sort of cast off and give to them. And so it's just such a beautiful model. And I'm just really, I'm just so impressed with how you've put it together and how you've maintained it. Obviously, your goals, I'm sure, are to continue this even after you've gone off to college and all of that. I'm assuming your sister's already in college. Is that true?
Mm-hmm. Yes, my sister is in college.
Yep. So you have some younger folks coming up behind you who are hopefully going to take it over in your community.
For sure.
That's great. That's great. Well, JoJo, this is really wonderful. Can you tell everybody where they can follow, learn more, maybe become an ambassador to do this similar work in their own community?
Yeah, so our website, shestyles.org, and then our Instagram is shestylesofficial, so definitely give us a follow. DMs are a great way to reach us, or our email, which is on our website. So you can find me at jojo@shestyles.org, but there are a few other emails on the website that would work too.
Amazing. Thank you so much for sharing this with us, JoJo. It's just fantastic. I'm so impressed by the whole thing. Thank you so much. I'm wishing you the best of luck.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us.
Thanks so much for listening. If you were inspired by what you heard today, please follow, rate, and review. These things really matter. And if you know a tween or a teen who is doing great things in his, her, or their community, send them my way. I'd love to meet them and share their stories with a world that could really use a dose of inspiration right about now. You can get in touch with me through my website, simpleactsguide.com. Until next time, remember to keep eyes, ears, hearts, and minds open to the needs of others, and always be kind.